Oh, nice. Well, it's 4:30 in the morning. Our great cultural sin, I think. The abandonment of family. Of individualism, you know, the most important thing is the individual. This is at the root of Western narcissism, selfishness, call it what you will. The other cultures tied strongly to religion and country. These kinds of extra family problems also are an issue. And the list, we've got a pretty systemically sad thing going. Other cultures, like say the predominant cultures in the Middle East, the ones that tend to adhere to Muslim values, for all their warts, for all their space and atrocity. We tend to have stronger families. And with the right, with the correct focus that family life is central to life. The most influential people in your life would be your parents and your grandparents. More experienced members of your family. And that the abandonment of family is a root cause of all of our ills. Separation from these things, the introduction of philosophies like sexual deviancy, gender confusion, come from a basic need, for whatever reason, to abandon the family. This is the primary work of evil, if you want to put a name to it, the devil, Satan. Most people don't want to believe in God, but they certainly believe in Satan. So, I do believe there's evil in the world, and it's calculating. If you don't calculate right back, you will get taken. That's just the nature of the thing. So it's bent at its very heart on the destruction of the family, and doing an excellent job. And so many individuals are interested in family disintegration as a vehicle to some kind of perversion that they have attached themselves to. On the whole, it's dark. I can see the dawn coming on. I can see, but, you know, things can be hidden in the dark. You don't notice them right off like it's really easy to see in the daylight. And in the writing I'm doing, and the things I'm going to be saying here, I want to focus very strongly on the centrality of family and how these other pursuits when taken to extremes, which they are, If there is nothing else can be said of these times, it is a time of extremism on every front. family, which is the greatest moderating force of all, to keep us from flying off the handle too much, keep us from going off the deep end. These are all cliches, I know, but that's what we're seeing happening all the time. The general dissatisfaction with the way things are. The leftists and they're striving for some utopia. And in their frustration, in the inability to talk people into it, their inability to take the long road, they want to shortcut the road, don't we all? And of course, their lack of ability to come up with a workable utopian worldview. Theirs is all about individuals, and that's becoming the big problem. Narcissism, a strange desire to ignore lessons of the past and an almost freakish excitement to destroy tradition that they feel keeps them down. This is the only The problem with the leftist doctrine is that it's so selfish and it's very hard. Having to commit yourself to only one person of the opposite sex, well, that's just inconvenient. To spend the bulk of your life raising the next generation and trying to imbue them with proper time-tested values, these are all out the window. And it says, and it's all at its very heart in their incredible, you know, it's almost the incredible teenage need to separate yourself from the family of your birth, rip huge, massive, and we all know that teenagers are young, idealistic, dumb. And it really comes, I think, from our cultural aggrandizement of teenagehood. You know, marketing loves teenagers. Teenagers tend to have more disposable income, which is what marketers need. They need somebody who has lots of money to pour into their products. They don't need them to be very smart. Now, I'm not saying that marketers rule the world at all, but they will take advantage of circumstances. If you look back at old advertisements, there was very little marketing to teenagers in the day. you know, if you go back, say, 100 years, there was very little marketing to teenagers at all. You know, everything was marketed to adults. I don't know if that was for some salient reason. I don't know. But everything about society was focused on you becoming an adult. And, you know, that was where all the rewards were. I made a personal effort, could be considered a crusade. I tend to do crusades, which my kids find very off-putting, because I'm quite strident about it. The whole point of no, I'm sorry, life is much better as an adult than it is as a child. Of course, that's really hard to get through all the advertising and all the things of, hey man, if I get a job and I'm single and I'm living at home, woo, I got the tiger by the tail, baby. You know, no, you're going to be able to play out more fantasies before you have to become a responsible person. Society is now fine with you never really becoming a responsible person. Family can't tolerate that. So, because it's got a longer term goal, which is you need to get busy about preparations for marriage and family life, and you don't put that off. There is nothing that can stand in the way. Right now, society says it's wonderful if you curtail family for education, to get ahead, you know, to start a business, to... It just goes on and on and on and on and on. What you can do. The problem is, many of our young people are not bothering with family at all. They've taken their teenage attitudes about it, narcissistic, self-centered, irresponsible, not looking toward the future particularly at all. But of course, the only advice our society gives these people is to get into careers that make as much money as humanly possible. As part of a larger plan, that is a good pursuit, as really the only proffered and acceptable solution to life. Yeah, it's catatonically, well, not catatonically, it is horribly destructive. It's taken outside of the realm of what that money is to be used for, which is to raise a family, to do all these other things. Family comes first, and I mean chronologically first. And our society doesn't think anything of that. Because, like I said before, will we be overrun by other societies that have not abandoned family? For one reason or another. Even if your society goes toward radical action, like Islam tends to do, It's one of these two. But I need my little car to tell me what the code is. Anyway, okay. I'm very stuck in the world. Talk to you later.